strangers. Welcome to the Upside Down Podcast. This is Ash. Just wanted to come in for a quick mini-sode to say Happy Stranger Things Day. Woo 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 woo. Yes, Tori is not here, but I'm going to try to get her on the line in a little bit, so we'll see what she did to celebrate. I just wanted to really quickly say, you know, 6 years of Stranger Things means 6 years of the Upside Down Podcast, and we really appreciate all of your support. You guys sent us some really sweet messages, and I'm going to play those later in the episode. We also wanted to say that we do have 3 interviews lined up with cast, so even though we've been on a little break, pretty soon you're going to be getting some more content from us, so just, you know, be excited for that. It is on the way. Also, I wanted to say a huge thank you to Netflix for sending Tori, Kilby, and myself to the Stranger Things experience here in Atlanta on the Media and Press Day. It was awesome. We really had full run of the place, and it was so much fun. I can't even put into words, but you should go. So thanks again for all of your patience while we are gathering content and putting new episodes together for you. And we hope you enjoy this episode. We'll be back in touch soon. Stay strange.
Hello.
Hey, Tori, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, man, I can't believe it. Happy Stranger Things Day.
Happy Stranger Things Day!
So what are you doing to celebrate what should be a national holiday?
I think I might be watching rewatching a couple episodes of season 2, because season 2 is like one of my favorite seasons.
Guys, don't kill me. We haven't done anything for Stranger Things Day because we are addicted to that new Netflix show, All of Us Are Dead, about high school zombies, and it is like, it's really pulling us in. So
that is so funny.
I think later in the day we're going to do something. But you and I basically celebrated our 6 years of doing this podcast. We started it 6 years ago around your birthday. So to celebrate this year, you know, Netflix sent us to the Stranger Things experience in Atlanta. Do you want to talk about that experience?
Yeah. It was insane. You can start.
Cool. So, I mean, we live outside the perimeter, so anytime I travel into Atlanta, I'm always getting lost, and there was no signs or anything, but
yeah.
Once you get into the area, you pull up, and you're like, oh, of course, this giant warehouse says the Stranger Things experience on it, but up until you're at that point, you're just like, I was so lost. I had to ask, like, an attendant. She was like, oh, you're here, so I was like, oh, cool, because it wasn't really packed, because we got to go on a media day, and so there was probably, like, 30 people max in our group. I imagine that when it opens up, it's going to be like Disney World with like 200 people a day or something.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. We got to bring Kilby, and she dressed as 11 from season 3 with a little jumpsuit on. And I think she was probably super, super excited. And I think we were excited because she was so excited.
Yeah.
I guess we can tell people a little bit about it because it's not too much of a spoiler because I feel like it's been out for like a year just in different cities.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go in and you walk through this little like hallway that's kind of getting you amped. It's got Stranger Things posters and things like that. And then you go into this waiting dock and there's Hawkins Lab like doctors in coats waiting for you. And it was really funny because this woman who was playing one of the doctors came up to Kilby and was like, tell me about your dreams. And Kilby was just like, no.
Kilby was not having it. She was visibly, visibly scared. This lady was asking her question, she was like, are you having sleep problems? Kilby was like, I don't know.
But then the lady could tell that Kilby was young and kind of just gave her like a look. And then walked away to some adults. But then this other guy came over, and
yeah.
He was not going to drop it. He was just like, I'm going to give your name to the scientist.
I was like, okay, dude, it was crazy. I was getting kind of creeped out. I was like, come on, bro. Like, there's other people here. It's fine.
Well, anybody listen to the podcast know that when I get in a situation that I'm uncomfortable with, I laugh.
Yeah. So I was trying so hard to keep my cool, but I was also so like, please not me, like literally anyone else, but not me, please.
I was laughing hysterically because I just felt like, I don't like this. But then a note from Paul Reiser came up, who plays the doctor. Dang, I always forget what his name is. What's his name on the show?
Doctor. I don't know. I'm really bad with names.
Guys, please hold while I Google it. Let's see. Paul Reiser. There he is. Dr. Owens, is that it?
Sweet.
I haven't even found it yet.
Nice.
So Kilby is watching that show on Hulu called Reboot, and he's on that show as like a showrunner.
Oh.
he's like a showrunner from like the 90s who comes back to do something with his daughter. And yeah. Kilby's like, it's the reboot guy. And I was like, yes,
the
Kilby.
Reboot guy.
I was like, that's what he's known from Reboot. But then we went in and it was really fun. You know, they had a recreation of the Rainbow Room and they broke everybody into groups and they had people doing like different powers. It was cool because Kilby looked like 11 and so our group got to do like, you know, the 11.
The 11 move.
Yeah, and it was funny because they were kind of having our different groups compete against each other and some lady screamed out, well, how are we supposed to win when they've got an 11?
Oh, I forgot about that.
So that was fun. And then we went to some other things. I don't know how much I should tell because I really want it to be a surprise for people. But I will say they utilize like holographic effects in a really cool way in one room where kind of like the wall panels are
3D.
Yeah, they're 3D and they look really awesome. And then the final scene of the experience is really amazing. I've seen a lot about the Stranger Things experience on people's like Instagram feeds, but it's mainly them in that last area where like you can walk around and buy things and go to the Scoops Ahoy shop. So yeah. I didn't know that was coming, and I really enjoyed that. And there was a part where a Demogorgon jumps out, and Kilby was so
I was having to hold her. She made me hold her hand, and I was holding her back. She was terrified.
Yeah, I don't know that she's ever experienced 3D in that way. And so when it left
like 3D movies and stuff aren't really popular anymore. Like, she's never really experienced that.
Yeah, and when it leapt out at her, I feel like she was just like, that's it. I'm done. I need to leave. I need to leave immediately. But then we went, and then it ends, and then you go out, and there's this giant area where you get to see all of the Stranger Things. It's like a picture area. It's like an Instagram social media area.
It's like a town square type thing.
Yeah, you get to pose with the Demogorgon and Vecna, and there's a arcade, and there's a Scoops Ahoy. What was cool about the Scoops Ahoy shop was that they actually had vegan ice cream for anyone who's vegan or, you know, lactose intolerant. We were like, they had people dressed as characters, like they had actors walking around from the 80s and they had Scoops Ahoy people and they offered Kilby some ice cream and I said, I'm sorry, she can't have it, you know, she can't have dairy. And they were like, oh, the Scoops Ahoy has all the flavors. And they took us back and it was really cool. I wasn't expecting that.
Kilby was very excited. She got her chocolate peanut butter ice cream.
My favorite part was that she was the most excited to see, like, they had an old payphone from, like, the 80s.
Yes, every single payphone that they had, she had to go up to it and try to see if it worked. She was like, hello? I don't think anybody's going to answer, Buck.
And she's like, what does this do? And I was like, nothing. I was like, it's a phone. I was like, people used it. They used to make calls on it, which now that you think about it,
I have to bring up this one part since we've passed it a little bit. But in the middle of the experience, you go into a room where, I'm not going to say anything, but there's some like 80s type keyboards. And Kilby was not interested in all the Demogorgon stuff going on or like the scary stuff. She was more interested in touching that keyboard. She's like, when am I going to get to touch that keyboard? And I was like, Kilby, I was like, this is not what this is about. Like,
It was like a science control panel.
Yeah.
They were doing this whole thing where the kids are talking to you and they're trying to get you to go on this mission and Kilby is like pulling on us and she's just like, when do I get to push those buttons? And I was just like, I don't think we ever get to push those buttons.
I told her, I was like, I'll buy you an 80s keyboard that you can type on. It's fine.
But dude, those shirts are expensive. Kilby wanted this. So at the end of the gift shop, there's these different shirts and Kilby wanted one that was like 11 and it said Stranger Things in Japanese, I think. And Kilby is really into Asian culture right now, hence the addiction to All of Us Are Dead. And it was like $60. And I was like, dang. But it was a nice quality shirt. It was like really thick, really heavy. But she's worn it like 5 times now already. So
that's nice.
And they gave us a little press bag, which was really nice. They gave us a cup and some shirts and some stickers. And did you know inside the little figurine of Dustin?
It's a speaker.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I was sorting stuff out because I thought maybe we should donate it or give some stuff away as a prize because we got 2 packages. Well, we got 3, but you got one of them.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, Kilby, we don't need all this stuff. Like, let's share it with some people. But then we flipped over the Dustin, and it was like, this is a Bluetooth speaker. Combine 2 for super sound. And we were like, well.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you guys got 2. I was like, I need another one.
We actually have tickets to go back in November because I didn't realize we were going to get a press pass. I mean, I should have realized, but I was afraid they were going to sell out. And I was kind of watching it online, and October went really quickly. And then November started to go, and I thought, well, shoot, like, if I don't get her tickets, like, Kilby is going to freak out. And so I bought these expensive VIP tickets, and then we got the press passes. And I was hoping that I could do a draw, like do a giveaway on the podcast page and maybe send a family to our VIP experience. But I checked it out and it says it's all non-transferable, so I can't.
Oh, man.
I was like, I don't mind going again, but I thought it would be really fun to send somebody that couldn't afford it, but I can't. It's like, it says you can't transfer the tickets under anybody else's name. And I was like,
that's weird.
Yeah, it's a bummer because I don't know. I don't know why they do that. I did it before, but I did it with Gayton's band. Like, Gayton, he was doing something, and we couldn't go that night, so I just forwarded our tickets to some family, and they went. And I think I also did it for the farm, like, when the Halloween thing. Because we had already done all that stuff, and I always buy tickets, and then I'm like, well, we don't need to go again. But, so, yes, since we've done 6 years of the podcast, do you have any favorite experiences?
Probably the very first time that we met the kids. I just remember, I think it was Spooky Empire. That's when we drove from where we are down to Orlando. And I just remember being at Spooky Empire, and we were like, oh, we're about to go meet the kids. And we were waiting in line, and we just saw Gayton pass us, and I saw, like, his curly hair. And it was, like, so weird, and then Noah was behind him, and then Caleb, and then Finn.
Well, it was Gayton and Caleb. They were walking together as a team, and we were like, we saw the hair first, and we were like, oh my god. And it's so weird to be an adult
Very
and freak
surreal.
Out over seeing a small child.
It's so strange to, like, see these people on TV and then see them in person, and then we've met them a million times since then.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we met David and Millie, and that was awesome. He was so tall.
I think one of my favorite experiences is when you and I went inside David Harbor do Story Hour at Dad's Garage, and we didn't know anyone was going to be there, and so we were standing in the lobby, and we were just talking to some people. Some fans actually came, and they came up to us, and I saw Joe Keery walk in, and I was like, oh my God. I was like, Joe Keery is here, and you were like, hilarious, Ashley.
I was like, yeah, okay.
And I was like, no, I am dead serious. I'm looking at his hair through the door. Like, I know that that's him. And he walked in, and I remember Josh, not my husband Josh, but a fan of the show Josh and a friend of the podcast, he ran over to him and got a picture, and it spooked Joe Keery, and he left, and we were like, you snagged our picture, bro.
I just remember he was like, I'm going to go ask him for a picture. And I was like, okay, I'll, like, do it after you. And he took the picture. And me and, like, I kind of, like, looked at Joe, and he didn't really look at me, but he was, like, looking around and just, like, walked out the door. And I was just, like, frozen, and I was, like, so scared.
It was weird because you could tell he just wanted to come enjoy the night, but it's like, you know, you're in Atlanta, you're Joe Keery, and I think an season had just come out or something.
Yeah.
But also then we saw Nancy and Charlie.
Yeah, we saw Charlie and Natalia. I saw the video of them. They sat in the row in front of us, and I took a little video of them, like, laughing with each other.
That was a fun experience. I really liked that. I think another fun experience was when we met Priya after we did the interview.
Yeah.
Some people were talking to us, and they were like, oh, what are you doing here in this studio? We were at an acting studio, and we were like, oh, we just talked to Erica from Stranger Things, and they dipped out from talking to us and ran down the hall trying to find her. And, you know, sometimes you're not as popular as Erica from Stranger Things.
That's so true. I think another one of my favorite experiences was meeting I always pronounce his name wrong. Carrie Elwes, the mayor from season 3. And we met him 2 times, and he called me pretty. And it was so sweet. He was very nice. He was super nice to Kilby.
I remember. This is when you were in love with him. Sorry, John. That's Tori's boyfriend. It's in the past. I remember he called Kilby my little star. He was like, oh, my little star. And that kind of sucked because my phone battery died.
And the picture is blurry.
Yeah, and then we were outside, and I think I had the flu that day. And, guys, this is pre-COVID when people would still go out with the flu, and they were on medicines, and they were on the mend, so it seemed okay. Now, if I was sick, I would, like, not go anywhere. But I wasn't feeling well that day, but I was like, well, I can't keep Kilby from seeing, you know, Carrie or the mayor, Mayor Klein, and I can't. I think it was, like, the Karate Kid trio was there, and we wanted to go meet all them.
Yeah.
But right when our phone battery died, I remember we were charging it desperately in the hallway trying to just see if any of the pictures he took came out, because he actually stopped the line to get other pictures with us, because I was like, oh, it's blurry, and we took so many, and it turned out only the one blurry one came out. But a fan recognized us when we were in the hall at Dragon Con, and she was like, aren't you the Upside Down Podcast? And we were like, yeah, that's us. And she was like, can I take a picture with you? And I remember thinking it was so surreal. I was like, you want a picture with us? Sure. Okay.
I remember, now I'm remembering even more stuff. I remember when we went to the, what is it, the Carter Museum?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They did that, and there was, like, a girl sitting behind us, and she took a picture of me from behind, just, like, an off-guard, and was, like...
She did the video. She did the video.
Yeah, and we, like, the upside-down podcast, and I was, like, oh, my God. Like, it kind of scared me a little bit.
It was,
but I was, honestly, I was, like, that's so crazy.
Yeah, I remember that now. It was surreal, because we came home, and we saw the tag, and it was, like, the back of our heads, and we were talking, and she said, sat behind the upside-down podcast, was too embarrassed to say anything, and I was just, like... We're nobody.
We're just, we're literally no one. We're just people, please.
Yeah, come talk to us. Come talk to us. I guess another fun thing was when we were at the concert for Calpurnia back when Finn did that whenever when he was 14.
Yeah.
And there was that whole line of fans, and that one little girl came up to us and was like, excuse me, are you the Upside Down Podcast?
I forgot about that.
And she was so nervous, and I was like, yeah. And so I think I had tons of merch on me for some reason. Oh, I know what it was. It was because this is before we had met the stranger that everybody knows, Meg, Mama.
Yes.
Steve Calpurnia. I'm not sure what her thing is now, but we had brought her a lot of stuff. And so when that little girl came up, I was like, I've got some stickers and some stuff. Like, we gave her a little package, and she was like, my friends are in the back of the line, but they're too embarrassed to come say anything to you. And I was like, come say something to us. Like, we're just sitting in a line outside of Terminal West for like 3 hours trying to get in.
Yeah.
That was fun. And then when we were inside, you know, some fans of the podcast were, like, standing next to us the whole night. And I didn't realize it until I got home and checked my messages. And they were like, hey, standing next to you. I was like, oh, man, that's so cool. It's really weird. But, you know, it's lovely. Everyone that we've met has been so, so cool. It's also crazy to me. I think one of my most favorite things about the podcast is, like, all the messages and comments and DMs we get about Kilby, because she started the podcast when she was 4, doing that little video, my favorite video of all time, I think, where she's like, let's talk about Happy.
Yeah, I love that video.
And, you know, she turns 10, guys, in...
This month.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, she's going to be 10. She's going to be the same age Noah was when Stranger Things season 1 came out. I know.
Wow.
And I posted a picture of him because Tudum had also sent us some merch, and people were just like, somebody wrote, guys, I'm going to use some language. Somebody was like, get the fuck out of here. That's not Kilby. And I was like, it's totally Kilby. She has grown. It's interesting, though, because sometimes we never listen to the podcast. Once we record it and we edit it, it's gone into the wind. Like, Tori and I never go back to it.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of embarrassing to hear ourselves. At least it is for me. And occasionally, someone will send me a clip or a reminder of Kilby, and I'll just be like, oh, man, that's so cool to know that we've captured kind of her
growing up.
We actually have some audio of some of the cutest kids sent us some audio about listening to our podcast. They just found it, and they listened to it, like, on this road trip with their whole family. They binged all of our episodes, and we only have something like 104 episodes, but they binged all of them.
Only 104?
Well, I feel like for 6 years we should have a lot more, but, you know.
Yeah.
We dip in and out. We've got lives. We try to keep it going when we can.
Yeah.
But I think that that's really a fun experience for me. And then I really like when people DM me and ask me, like, has Tori met Joe Keery yet? And I'm like, gosh, she's taken now. But I still feel like for them, for strangers, if you were to meet Joe Keery, it would be such a, like, iconic moment.
It would still be an iconic moment for me. Like, he was one of my favorite characters, like, in high school and, like, going out of high school. Like, that would definitely be, like, an insane moment.
You'd be like, Joe, I'm taken forever now, but please let me just touch your hair.
So is he with his beautiful girlfriend.
Yes, I know. Tori, you're ruining the illusion. Fans want to believe. They want to hope. I'm hoping to get on Stranger Things season 5. Are you going to try to be a background in it?
I sadly cannot because I have tattoos. Back in, like, 2018, they used to be cool with covering tattoos, like, background in Atlanta. And now they're like, no tattoos. We're not covering it. You're not wearing a sweater. If you've got tattoos that are visible, you basically can't do it. So have fun with that, Ashley.
You can get some of that. You can get
doing it.
Couldn't you get some of that stuff they show on Instagram where you just, like, wipe it on your body and it covers it? Does that stuff not work?
Yeah, I don't know. My tattoos are pretty dark. Just from what I've seen and, like, the casting people that I've talked to, they're like, yeah, we're kind of trying to, unless we're looking for people with tattoos. And me, I'm not even, like, covered in tattoos. I just have, like, one or two that are visible.
Yeah.
They're like, if we want somebody that's heavily tattooed, we're going to get somebody that's heavily tattooed, not somebody who's, like, has, like, two.
Well, yours are also big. Like, they cover, yeah, they cover your arms and your legs. Like, I have one on the back of my leg, and I remember that time I was on, it did take quite a while for them to cover it up, and it never even showed on camera, so makes sense. I don't want to be a background person anymore. For me, it was too stressful, but I think Kilby wants to get on for the last season, so fingers crossed they'll have a need for, like, Holly to have a birthday party or something and need a cool small child to hang out. Although she's not so small anymore.
She is tall. She is very, very tall, you guys.
I know. Soon she'll get on here and she'll be like, it's me, it's Kilby.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. Ash and Tori quit. I saw that season 5 is starting to get underway, so that's exciting. But yeah, 6 years of doing the podcast. It's kind of crazy when you think about it that we kept it going this long, because we would just be like, we got to put out an episode, we got to put out an episode, and then 6 years passes and you're like, we have been doing this for 6 years?
Yeah.
And I also think it's really cool, and I just wanted to say thanks, because there's people that listen to this podcast, and they've been listening since we had, like, 40 followers on Instagram, and we're getting, like, 200 downloads. And now we have more than that by a lot, and they're still around, and they're still listening, and they're still supporting us, and they're, like, rooting for Kilby, and I just think that's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know you got stuff to do. Probably got a hard nap to take. Do you have anything else you want to say on this quick special minisode?
Just that it's insane. We've been doing this for 6 years, and how far we have come from our $50 mic with your little laptop in the corner of my bedroom. I remember putting your laptop on an Amazon box.
I think was it an Amazon box or an egg crate? It was something.
It was some sort of brown box, and putting your laptop on it and having one little tiny cheap mic and trying to record, and it sounded so echoey and we didn't know what we were doing. And now we're on Skype because COVID.
Also, you live like over an hour away now.
Yeah.
I also like that we had our intro song and we just let that song play all the way through.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
We let it play for like 4 straight minutes or something. People always ask me, do you go back and listen to those first episodes? And I'm like, no. There is no way, because I would delete them all.
Try not to cringe challenge, for sure.
It's kind of like when we go into YouTube and we watch these old videos of Tori when she raps. I love them. Guys, should I include it at the end of this episode?
No, that's not even funny. That's not funny.
I was telling Kilby the other day about how when you were in, like, middle school, you used to get there early so you could have rap battles.
Yeah, and no, unfortunately, it was high school.
But she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, but
I used to win, guys. Guys, you won't believe it. I literally used to win because I would take Childish Gambino lyrics, which is connected because Atlanta. I used to take Childish Gambino lyrics and say that I was freestyling.
Priya Ferguson was on Atlanta by Donald Glover. Yes. We're tying it all in.
Yeah.
That is so funny. I remember you learned the whole album for, like, Camp and his other album, and you went there early, but nobody had Donald Glover hadn't really been experienced.
I wasn't even using Camp. I was using, like, his old stuff from when he was at NYU in his 20s.
Oh, mixtape.
To this day, nobody, like, if I started rapping, like, no one would have any idea. Like, I feel like I'm the only person that still listens to that.
See, now I feel like in a future episode, we got to let people hear this. Guys, in the comments, post it.
I think I might not be doing that.
I'm talking about the one when you were 12. That's the best one.
Oh, no.
God, every time I watch that, I cry so hard. But anyway.
I can't have that going viral. I think that could ruin some job opportunities. I don't think it would be good.
I knew Donald Glover's manager at one time, so I think he's seen that video. But
oh, no. I hope not. Donald Glover, I'm sorry.
Anyway, guys, happy Stranger Things Day. Happy Donald Glover Day. That's it. We will come back to you guys soon, and we will do reviews. We just have to find the time. We're super busy. But I do have, I think I mentioned this in the intro, but I have 3 cast interviews ready to go. So at some point, those will get loaded for your enjoyment. Oh, Real quick, did you see that the Creel House in Rome, Georgia is for sale for $1.5 million?
Yeah, let me just go in my bank account, in my savings account, and grab $1.5 million, and I'll go buy it.
You know what? If you're, like, honestly looking at prices in Georgia, I was thinking for a house that big, with the reputation that it has on land, that's actually not that much money. I mean,
That's like a small house in California for that price. Like, that house in California would be like a $5 million house for sure.
Yeah, but the kid who plays young Victor Creel, how does he pronounce his name? Ralph?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. But he, guys, we're doing terrible. There was no research done for this episode. But he shared the post that I made about that house being on sale, and we got like 200 followers in like 10 minutes. So I was like, oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope somebody buys it. I hope they turn it into a bed and breakfast
museum.
And we can all go there. Yeah. Somebody needs to do that. I don't know whatever happened to Barb's car that was for sale, or whatever happened to, you know, the buyer's house has been for sale forever. It's been off the market and then back on the market. I know some cosplayers who do Joyce are trying to get it and do something with it, but it keeps going on and off the market. Like, I think the people want to sell it for a huge amount of money, and the problem is the house is just not, it's like it's kind of run down. It needs a lot of repairs, but it's also on like 6 acres of land, so that's really what you're paying for, is just like all that space. But
I mean, it, of course it needs repairs. The Demogorgon ripped through the wall.
Yeah, there was a lady paint, she, like, they went to the house, there was paint all over the walls, there was Christmas lights everywhere. It's like, we gotta take care of this. There's like axe laying around. Cool. Well, thanks for talking to me, Tori. I hope you have a good day. I'll talk to you later, and maybe we'll do some more episodes.
Things are strange. Stranger Things.
Stay strange! Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Kilby. Happy Stranger Things Day.
Hello.
So, we just got to go to the Stranger Things experience in Atlanta. What'd you think about that?
It was fun.
What'd you think about those scientists walking around you telling you they wanted to know what was in your dreams?
It was scary.
Why was it scary?
Because they were walking around, and it was creepy.
It was super creepy. But then we got to go inside the Rainbow Room, and you were dressed like 11. What happened then?
Then I became a club leader of a red group.
Oh, that's right. And you got to lead everybody because you were 11?
Uh-huh.
Was that fun?
Yeah.
And then we went to, we don't want to give too much away, but then we went into another room that had a lot of buttons and it had some Demogorgons. What happened in the audience where you got really scared? What happened?
I was scared because the Demogorgon jumped out at me where the spot I was directly standing at.
Yeah, it like, it came right at you and you flinched and it was like, it was kind of funny. Because you were so cute. And then afterwards we got to go to the big place that had like all the video games and the food and the stuff you could buy and then the people walking around. What was your favorite part there?
It had a phone booth with good buttons.
We're celebrating 6 years of the podcast. Do you want to say anything to everybody that's been listening to you grow up?
Thank you.
You want to talk about Happy?
Hopper.
Yeah, I mean Hopper. We have some fans who've sent us some messages. You want to listen to them?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you so much for sending us these video and audio clips. We loved them so much. We got a lot and we chose just a few. We hope you enjoy. Yeah. Let's go.
Ash and Tori, my dear friends at the Stranger Things podcast. This is your favorite drag queen, Janessa J. Champagne, North Dakota's trash queen of glam, geek, and gore. And I could not be more excited to wish you a fabulous 6th anniversary. Ever since we almost met at Days of the Dead in Atlanta all those years ago, I have been loving what you're doing. You helped turn me into the Instagram monster that I am today. Your episode discussions are always hilarious. Your cast and crew interviews are always top-notch. And let me tell you, I am still holding out hope that I'm going to have the opportunity to become Ingrid Michaelson's plus-size drag queen sidekick. It's going to happen for me. I can feel it. I cannot wait to see what else you have in store. And happy, happy, wonderful 6th anniversary. And as always, as no one can do it like you can, stay strange.
Hey, Upside Down Podcast, this is Brooke Ranson. Congrats on 6 years. I cannot believe it's been 6 years. I am so grateful to have been featured on one of the episodes, Extra Extra is what it's called, and talking about my experience being a background extra on Stranger Things as well as a stand-in. I'm just so grateful for you guys for creating a platform like this to bring Stranger Things fans together and to hear all of the behind-the-scenes insight from all the different crew members and cast members. Like, this is truly a special thing that you guys have done. And I am so grateful to know you and so grateful to have been a part of it and to have been a fan for 6 years. So congrats. And I wish you all so much more success and many years of podcasts to come.
Hi, Ash and Tori. I'm Lila.
I'm Molly.
We're sisters. You live in Brooklyn, New York.
I'm 13.
I'm 11.
We love your podcast so much.
We just started watching Stranger Things this summer. We binged all 4 seasons, all 6 years of your podcast, basically on one road trip to Colorado.
It was interesting to watch Kilby grow up
6 years in 1 month.
That was kind of fun, but
we love everything about your podcast, except you're a little bit hard on Jonathan.
We love your sister.
We don't. Not that we like Jonathan. It's just that he's good with Nancy. He's a good brother. You had a theory about.
Oh yes, I have a theory about Steve. We love your podcast, by the way. You guys are hilarious. But I think Steve's gonna die because
his character arc is over,
and he's kind of lonely. And I don't think the Duffer Brothers really know what to do with him. Sorry, Tori. We know you love him.
We really like hearing about your lives. It was really funny hearing about Tori's boyfriend and how high school teachers are really terrible.
We love you guys. Also, we would love to be on your podcast. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, you're so funny. We love you guys so much.
Hey, Ash and Tori. It's Cinco from CincoThings.com, crazy collector of all things Stranger Things and co-host of the Strange Collectors YouTube show. Congrats on 6 years of keeping it strange. Big fan of the podcast, been listening since day one, and I can't wait to hear more awesome interviews with the cast. Again, stay strange.
Hello, Ash and Tori. Happy 6 year anniversary to the Upside Down podcast. I've been listening to you guys since 2017, and I've been along for the ride for quite a while and have loved every second of it. I've loved all your interviews. They're always so informative. All the cool posts and different locations you've shared from over the years, and just hearing you guys talk everything Stranger Things. So happy 6 year anniversary and stay strange.
What is up, Upside Down Podcast? Happy 6th anniversary. Wow, I can't believe it's been that long. I believe we met you guys at the Jimmy Carter Stranger Things fan experience, and I was dressed up as Scoops Ahoy Steve, and my girlfriend was dressed up as Dustin from Season 3, and we entered the costume contest and won. I got this really cool t-shirt from this cast, and I think my girlfriend got this really cool piece of wallpaper from the buyer's house or something like the wallpaper. It was so cool, so fun. The Ash and or Tori are doing a great job with this podcast. I listen to it all the time when I'm at like the gym working out. I like to listen to stuff, and this is like the best podcast to listen to. And so happy anniversary, 6 years. Hope you got 6 more in you, maybe. We'll see. And also, be sure to check out my girlfriend's shop. It's Cosmic Soar on Store Envy. She's got all kinds of great cosplay stuff for Stranger Things, like stuff for one Eddie Munson character, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Anyways, happy anniversary, you guys.
Hey, Tori, Ashton, Kilby, RJ of at Dorky11 here. I just wanted to greet you all a very happy 6th anniversary for the Upside Down podcast. It is one of my favorite podcasts to listen to, and I think the only like Stranger Things centered podcast that I love listening to. Great insight, great interviews, and I just wish you many more years to come.
Hi, Ash and Tori. It's me, Karen, from Stranger Confident Wheeler 98. I want to wish you guys in the Upside Down podcast a very happy 6th anniversary. I want to let you know that I'm very proud of everything that you have achieved. I'm truly a big fan of Stranger Things, and I have been here following you guys since the very beginning. Thank you very much for asking the people that have been on the show some of my questions. And once again, happy anniversary. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Upside Down podcast hosted by sisters Ash and Tori. For more information, visit our website at theupsidedownpod.com. You can also contact us at theupsidedownpod@gmail.com, as well as follow us on our Facebook and Instagram under the Upside Down Podcast. Episodes are released every other Monday, so be sure to subscribe. If you love the podcast, be sure to review us on whatever you listen to us on. Thanks again. Stay strange.